Redline.
Welcome to Radio Sputnik and its weekend program, The Red Line, with me, Andrew Kripko.
And Sergei Strokin.
Welcome to today's program, and this is what we want to highlight as the news-breaking stories of the week that proved to be extremely tense, traumatic, and tragic. U.S.-Russia. Eye for eye, spy for spy. A spy scandal breaks out between the U.S. and Russia in New York City. Greece. A rebellion against the EU and its sanctions policy towards Russia. A new anti-establishment government was voted into office. And also, Obama in India. No time for the Taj Mahal. President Obama visited India to attend the Republic Day celebrations, but cut short his trip following the death of the Saudi king. So let us come to our first section, Beyond the Headlines, to speak about the latest U.S.-Russia spy scandal that was just exposed. Three Russian citizens are being accused of industrial espionage after a prolonged FBI investigation claims to have proof that they were procuring and passing along secrets to Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service. The three are suspected of trying to steal financial secrets and recruit agents in the U.S. Two of the defendants have diplomatic immunity and have already left the country, while the third remains in custody and is yet to offer a statement.
Well, Andrew, obviously, any audience likes to read the stories about spies, about espionage, so we got used to the stories of Le Carré. But at the same time, well, I don't enjoy that story really, because this really sends already strained U.S.-Russian relations to their historic clue. And as I understand, all those accusations are really weak on substance. So let us look at the situation in the broader context. I have a feeling that probably the whole story is manipulated and it is used as an instrument to put additional pressure on Russia. But whether it works, well, I doubt that really.
Yeah, well, that's actually a really good question. So I'd like to address it to Mr. Andrei Fyodorov, our in-studio guest, who is the former Deputy Foreign Minister of Russia and the Director of the Center for Political Research Foundation. Mr. Fyodorov, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so, as Sergei was mentioning, is this a lever of pressure against Russia? And what is the United States trying to get out of this?
I don't think this is a kind of direct pressure against Russia. In my life, I've seen a lot of same stories in the Russian-American relations. I think we should consider it in a much broader context than Russian-U.S. relations. It's part of global pressure, not American, but global pressure on Russia. And for America, it's one more argument to use Europe in their struggle against Russia. The logic is very simple. Russia is active in the United States. Russia is spying in the United States, and it hurts the whole Western world, not only United States. And from my point of view, it's not by chance that the financial institute was chosen, because today we are facing the problem of the so-called next stage of anti-Russian sanctions. And next stage of anti-Russian sanctions are linked with the financial world, not with Gazprom, not with the other things, but mainly with possible financial sanctions. And from this point of view, such kind of scandal is very good. So it can be used very effectively.
Mr. Fyodorov, do I get it right that you see a direct link between all those threats just to impose more sanctions on Russia, and which would obviously include banking sector, and the very idea, the very notion that those Russians who are accused of espionage were involved in the banking sector?
Yes, of course, because it's very good for United States to say, okay, look, Russians are trying to think how to destabilize Western financial sector. They want to try to break down New York Stock Exchange work, blah, 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 all these things.
Well,
and this is the argument.
But then, look, we are accused of masterminding conspiracy theories, but is it we who are going ahead with this agenda?
No, it's not we. But
the ball is not in our court then.
Yeah, the problem is the other one. So Americans want to show everyone, especially Europeans, that there is a danger that Russia can destabilize Western financial system.
Yeah, and it seems like this fear-mongering is possibly going to catch on. So do you think that, considering this idea, we could see maybe a future spy scandal in the U.K., for example? Because we know they've been pretty provocative against Russia.
Maybe, because U.K. is one of the financial centers Russian business. But I think this is not the top problem in Russian-American relations. If Mr. Kerry will visit Moscow, of course it will be touched. But it's not the key problem. It's just a kind of backstage thing for Russian-American relations.
This reminds all of us the story of Anna Chapman and other Russians who were, you remember, alleged spying, which that story 4 years back it broke up.
Yeah, I think it was around 2010.
What is in common and what is different with your point of view?
I think the story with Chapman is a kind of fairy tale.
Fairy tale? Yes, Can you explain what you
mean? Okay. She was not involved, in fact, in any serious activities. She was just a puppet in a big theater, and not more. And it's only in Russia.
And good for media, like Matahari.
Yes, of course.
We TV made shows.
We made a star for her, TV shows. Now she's TV host, blah, blah, blah. But she was not a professional, and she never had any access to any serious information. Absolutely clear. And this story, today's story, is totally different. We are facing the issue of so-called financial espionage, which is becoming a new one in last decade. Because now financial information and possibilities how to destabilize financial markets are much more important even than military information. Military information is important in strategic thinking, but if you can crash the market in one day, or you can destabilize the work of the biggest stock exchange in the world, you are more powerful than having nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
So this is the case.
Yeah, this is definitely a type of asymmetrical warfare that could be waged, and as you mentioned, it could be very, very effective. So just continuing off of that, do you think that although these are two different cases, that you know Chapman, Saga, and what we're currently discussing, let's look at the social effects on Americans, on hearts and minds, for example, on public perception. Could this also just be part and parcel of a larger information war against Russia among broad spectrums of the population?
Of course, because as I said, for example, the nuclear war danger is something mysterious and understandable now. It's not 60s when nuclear issue was the top. Financial issue is much more important. And it's very easy to sell this issue saying, look, Russians would like to destabilize the financial market. It will hit every American. It will hit American banks. It will hit American companies. Of course, it's
you need to sell to shape our public opinion.
Of course, of course. It's much more effective than any issues concerning WASP espionage or something like this.
Yeah, so it's almost like a way to personalize this new Cold War, if you will.
Yeah, it's a part of the game.
Wow, very interesting. So thank you very much for your commentary. Right now, we're going to have to move on to our other guests.
Red Line.
Okay, and now I'd like to welcome Mr. Roger Wilson, an attorney from Atlanta, Georgia, and an adjunct law professor at John Marshall Law School. Hi, Roger. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, so right now we're talking about the U.S.-Russia spy scandal, and it appears from the initial media reports that this is a big espionage case, but is it really? What do you think?
It depends on what you mean by big espionage case, of course. But as that term has usually been used in previous cases, I think not. Espionage is defined in U.S. statutes mostly to involve the gathering of information and providing of information about national defense topics, national security topics, confidential information, classified information, at least from investigating the publicly available documents in this case filed by the federal prosecutors in New York. It doesn't appear that this is that kind of case at all. Rather, it appears that this is a case in which the allegations are only that the several defendants named failed to report under reporting requirements when allegedly acting as agents of a foreign government. That's a far cry from espionage.
Okay, well, with this Foreign Agent Registration Act, I'm kind of familiar with it. I remember it came up a couple years ago in different media reports. So how does this differ? How does this really change the case from a legal standpoint? And why do you think it should be treated as under a Foreign Agent Registration Act as opposed to espionage?
Well, it appears from the complaint and the affidavit that were filed in the complaint in New York that none of the activities that are focused on here involve confidential information. I mean, the crux of an espionage case is that the information involved, the documents involved, the photos involved, the information involved, be confidential or relate to national defense information or relate to national security information. And if you don't have that, then you don't really have espionage. So, I mean, my sense is that's because none of the information involved in this case was of those types, the federal government could not bring an espionage case.
Roger, thank you very much again for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Red Line.
Okay, and right now we have the honor of inviting Mr. Vyacheslav Trumyakov, the former Russian Foreign Intelligence Agency head, to our program. Mr. Trumyakov, thank you very much for joining us today.
Good evening.
Hi. Right now we're discussing the U.S.-Russia spy scandal, and we know that these things are usually part and parcel of U.S.-Russian relations, and they've been so for decades. Now, normally, we think that they break out at the most difficult moments in our bilateral relations. So do you think it's a coincidence with what we see right now, with the allegations against the three Russians coming in the midst of the sanction war and this so-called new Cold War?
You know, no, I think that this spy scandal, this is a part and the parcel of the anti-Russia campaign. It is just part and the parcel of the same system of sanctions against Russia today. To be frank, as a professional, I expected that a kind of a spy scandal would be something which will add to this anti-Russia campaign. So I do not see anything unusual, and the manner in which this scandal is being arranged or planned, pre-planned, I think from the point of view of professionalism, is not very professional. It is very hasty. It is something which might or has to be added to the campaign against Russia today.
Three Russians that are accused of industrial espionage, what exactly are they accused of? For example, what is industrial espionage as compared to other types of espionage?
You know that this question is a really very tricky one. To distinguish between industrial espionage, commercial espionage, or political espionage sometimes is a very tricky thing. Because, you know, in the competition society, in the competition between different commercial companies, different enterprises working in the same sphere of interest, you know, such things, they do not involve government services. Every serious, strong industrial company, serious enterprise, they have their own, so to say, service, which provides for information from outside to be effective in competition with their rivals. That's all. And you know that what I heard over radio, TV about this spy scandal, you know, I do not see anything which might remind me about involvement of state-owned intelligence services, you know. The person who is now arrested, he represents the financial system, and the questions about the situation, the New York Stock Exchange, this is a matter which is the interest for a journalist which has to write something. What might become tomorrow, the day after tomorrow? I do not see any kind of necessity for the state intelligence service to be involved in this.
Yes, it definitely seems like this is part of a larger tool that the U.S. is trying to use against Russia. So with that being said, Mr. Trubnikov, we'd like to thank you for having had the humble honor to hear your professional insight, and have a wonderful day. Thank you again. Okay, well, that's all that we have for the first part, so I'd like to thank all of our guests, beginning with Mr. Andrei Fyodorov, our in-studio guest, the former Deputy Foreign Minister of Russia and the Director of the Center for Political Research Foundation, Mr. Vyacheslav Trubnikov, the former Director of Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service, and Mr. Roger Wilson, an attorney from Atlanta, Georgia, and professor at John Marshall Law School. Following in our program, Greece, a rebellion against the EU and its sanctions policy towards Russia, and also Obama in India. No time for the Taj Mahal. Stay with us.